Would you want Santa to be your sugar daddy?
Oh my gosh, think of all the gifts that I could get every single year.
That's a good point. Of all the sugar daddies, I think Santa's the.
He's the winner. He's clearly the winner. Okay, so for part two of the Christmas Spectacular, why don't we talk about Christmas songs?
Interesting. What is a crazy format to talk about Christmas songs, Maya Daniels?
So basically, we're going to do a draft. It'll be a little competition between me and you, who gets the best Christmas song. And
Ooh.
it's, you know, a death match.
I'm gonna win.
Oh, really? Well,
I mean,
fight me.
Perhaps we'll pick different things, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Yeah, so we just went through a big long list of like 200 Christmas songs. A lot of them terrible. Just terrible songs.
I'm just very average, you know what I mean?
Very average. I have my top three.
Okay.
You have yours, right?
I do. They may not exactly be in order, but it's, you know, these are my top three
See,
favorite.
I also really struggled because I had, you know, what do I want to have be representation of me on the internet? I don't know. But I have three that I'm very confident in.
Yeah.
And I hope that you don't take them before I do.
Okay.
So to start off this draft, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to flip a coin.
Ooh.
Who has coins anymore?
You know, wait. Look at that.
Wow.
You call it. 1, 2, 3.
Tails.
Heads.
So you start.
It's my turn. Okay.
All right. What is your number one first draft pick?
Okay. No, I think you're going to laugh, and I think a lot of people are going to laugh, too, because it's not
necessary. You don't have to feel self-conscious
okay.
about your Christmas song choice.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Santa Baby. The original.
You picked Santa Baby?
The original.
The Santa Baby one?
Yes, Eartha Kitt.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Wow.
1940s.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Explain your reasoning.
Number one, shout out to the women of color making it in the 1940s.
There you go.
She did. And you know...
But she lives forever through Santa Baby.
She lives forever.
What's her name?
Eartha Kitt.
Okay.
And it's kind of sexy, you know? I'm all about making Christmas sexy.
Is that your thing?
You know, everyone is dying in the cold and it's kind of sad. And, you know, she's like Santa Baby, you know? Like, just do a little extra for me, you know?
She's horny this Christmas.
She wants a little flipping of the sable.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about that? What's your favorite lyric in that song?
I want a yacht, and really, that's not a lot.
That's a pretty genius lyric.
I mean, I want a yacht. I don't think I'm asking for too much.
I want a yacht, and really, that's not
a lot. One thing I really do need, a ring. Been an awful good girl.
No, I need a deed to a platinum mine.
Mm.
Like, she doesn't just want... jewelry. She wants a deed to a platinum mine. I mean, that's bold.
She's, you know, she's ambitious. And during that time, there weren't that many ambitious ladies out in the media. And I support that. You know, girls need to continue to dream big. And that's what I'm doing this Christmas.
But does it have any feminist problems where she's just asking a man?
Oh, definitely.
For all these things. But take what she can get.
Yeah.
Power to her.
I mean, Santa is her sugar daddy. And I support it.
Would you want Santa to be your sugar daddy?
Oh my gosh. Think of all the gifts that I could get every single year.
That's a good point. Of all the sugar daddies, I think Santa's the...
He's the winner. He's clearly the winner. Yeah.
So do you like the song as a song?
No.
Is it a bop?
It's definitely a bop. That's why I like it. I like it because it's funny and it's, you know, strong.
Okay.
And it's not your stereotypical Christmas song, which is why I'm in it.
Okay. Do you have any, like, personal connection to that song?
I really wanted the solo when I was in choir, and then we decided that we were going to do the song after I had rehearsed to get the solo.
Oh, no.
And it crushed me. So I listened to it, you know, on repeat probably 100 times.
Oh, Maya.
Yeah. We didn't even get to the auditions.
You would have been great, though.
Wouldn't it have been, like, pretty
you
fun?
You could have worn a little, like, red dress.
A little Mrs. Claus. But yeah. Not Rudolph Mrs. Claus, because she wore purple.
All right.
So Santa baby.
All right, so that was not anywhere on my list.
I didn't think it would be.
So I'm happy that we're so far not conflicting with anything.
Okay.
Okay, my first draft pick is, I debated it, but I'm going to go with the classic.
Okay.
I went with I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That is on my list, so you win one.
Okay, so I really like just the, I guess a lot of people do, the, you know, a good crooner song, mm-hmm. you know, just a, I'll be home, you know, it's wow. Sinatra kind of song,
yes.
you know, and to me, there's no more like quintessential guy in a suit with a with an old timey microphone song than I'll Be Home for Christmas. And
who's your favorite old timey guy that does the song? Do you have a favorite rendition?
Well, here's the thing. They all kind of sound the same, right? So it doesn't matter what, you know, what old-timey guy you have, even if it's Michael Bublé, kind of sounds the same, right?
So good.
Michael Bublé's I'll Be Home for Christmas is real good.
It's really good.
Yeah. He has some duds on that album.
Just a couple, though.
Yeah, there's just some like original songs, and it's like, Michael, stick with the covers.
He does a Santa Baby. Doesn't hold up.
Not good. He like changes the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It's like the worst thing he's ever done. Santa Buddy, isn't that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's
it's
it.
Like, Michael,
just
not everything can be yours.
You already won at life, just don't take that one.
You already have Christmas. You already own Christmas. You can't just take the, you can't have it all.
Think of his royalties. Oof.
Yeah, I guess so.
Amazing.
I mean, a lot of people play his music.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be like a seasonal artist, you know, like all of a sudden the checks start coming in December.
It's Christmas time, baby. Let's pay off all our debt.
So anyway, so I'm picking I'll Be Home for Christmas. I think the message is very nice,
mm-hmm.
right? I'll be home for Christmas only in my dreams. It's just, it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
It's a beautiful ballad. It's nothing, it's not trying to be funny. It's just a nice song.
It's wholesome.
That is wholesome, but not bad, which is it's a hard thing to do with the Christmas music.
It is.
Wholesome, but not bad. And that's why my first pick, and I think possibly my favorite Christmas song, is I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I support that.
Great.
Great. Shall we move on to the next one?
Second round. This is where things start getting fierce.
Arr. I guess now I'm moving to my wholesome phase. Silent Night.
Okay.
I really like Silent Night. I think there's some like beefy chords in there that are beautiful.
Did you ever sing Silent Night in choir or something?
Of course I did.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh. a very low lady part. I mean, have you ever heard a bad version of Silent Night?
Well, if you ever have like a bad soprano,
ooh,
Silent Night,
it can be squeaky.
Not good. But in general, it's a beautiful song for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's religious without being too in your face about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But Silent Night has it's a religious song. It has the kind of beauty and choiriness of a religious song.
A little ominous, and I like it.
Kind of gets minor for the fall on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
So, what part did you sing in that?
Alto.
Fall on your knees.
Yeah.
Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night. Divine.
A lot of those weird little boop.
Oh, night.
Beep.
When Christ was born.
Did you do the alto part?
That was the tenor part, which is always the best part.
You guys do always have the best part.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good choice, good choice. I wasn't on my list, but it could have been.
You support it?
I support you fully.
Okay, thanks.
Silent Night. Oh, that was the wrong song I just sang. Sorry.
Yeah.
So my next pick is a song, so I'm picking it, but I don't actually like it very much.
Okay, I'm here. I'm very curious to hear your reasoning then.
Yeah, this song is so synonymous with Christmas. It gets stuck in my head year round.
Okay.
To the point where me and my roommate had to ban it from the house.
Ooh.
Because it's like a virus that once you start singing it, you don't stop. And that is Sleigh Ride.
I hate you.
Which is not a bad song, but it is a little, it's not like a good song. But I have this wonderful association with it from playing it in middle school band right? And like the one kid gets to do the da 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 da, you know?
Yes.
And how cool is that guy?
Except for when he messes up.
Oh yeah, and it's almost certain that like the seventh grader doing the clapper, you know, da 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 da, and then everyone goes, and then da da. It's just.
It's terrible if it goes bad.
But I just kind of have this wonderful, and I know the alto saxophone part really well.
Yeah.
That's what I played in middle school band.
Same.
And so it's a do 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 do.
Oh, you got a lame part.
Oh yeah, it was super lame.
Oh no, we did a better version.
What was your alto sax part?
Well, we had the melody, and then there was like a little jazzy bit.
Oh, the trumpets had the melody for us. The bastards always got the melody.
They always do, and I was usually jealous because, I mean, honestly, all the saxes were way better than any of the trumpet players. But no, we got the cool little ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
Oh, that's amazing!
That was really fun.
See, it's a good little jazzy song.
Oh yeah,
but the problem is, it's so catchy that I hate it.
Yeah. Right?
Because it's like it infects your brain. You know?
Wow, that just took your body.
Yeah.
Wow. I would say that Sleigh Ride is the epitome of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. Wow, I can't believe you guys have to ban it. You know, lift that ban.
No, it's back because it's May, right? And we'll be singing. You know?
Yeah.
And it's bad. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Wow. So I'll let you know that was on my list.
Have I been stealing your thunder at every step of the way?
Stealing my thunder. Like, that is definitely up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving you in a bit of a spot. So this is your third. We're now in the third round.
Yeah.
What's your third round pick?
I think it's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Okay.
It's pretty wholesome.
That's also on my list.
Yeah. Ooh, so I stole yours.
It wasn't in the top three.
Okay.
But it's I'm looking at it right now. It's definitely up there.
Well, it's, you know, it's more than just a song. It's also associated with the film.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's just, you know, it's the Christmas spirit. Got a little Bing Crosby. It's so good. It's deep. It's rich. And everyone wants a little snow. A little white Christmas. Even in California.
I also really like that song. Mm-hmm. That to me also fits in with one of those croonery, you know. You know, you have a baritone singing that song. Mm-hmm. I'm dreaming. You know, and that's just a wonderful thing.
And it's, you know, it's all about like coming home from war and stuff.
Yeah, just like the ones I used to know.
TBT.
It's beautiful,
it's
right?
It's beautiful.
And it's funny how people can go all year without really caring about beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about it, the music these kids listen to,
it's all trash.
It's not, well, it doesn't emphasize beauty, right?
Like, and then Christmas comes
as around. Like a wonderful solo, right? You know,
yeah.
In general, a lot of people aren't like lining up to listen to Bing Crosby's wonderful voice.
Yeah.
But Christmas time, for whatever reason, the season, they all they want to hear is just a nice baritone soloist. Nothing impressive, no fancy riffs or anything. They just want a little wholesome song, and it's kind of that's what I like about Christmas here. You know,
it's wholesome.
Is that, you know, people for whatever reason, they like this old timey stuff. They find that they have all these common songs that they like,
mm-hmm.
and it's like everyone can agree on just a simpler. Everyone like longingly looks towards a simpler time, and I just think that's a wonderful thing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it is an interesting point. I never thought about, you know. Everyone has their different, like, taste in music all year round. And all of a sudden, they're just like, oh, we love Christmas.
Suddenly, everyone wants to listen to Frank Sinatra, you know?
And no one's complaining, really. The only thing is, when you start playing Christmas music a little bit too early, and then everyone rips your freaking head off.
That's a really good point. People get so aggressive. That's what's so funny about it. People get so aggressive about Christmas music, not in the month of December. which I think is good. That's what keeps it special, you know?
See, I start listening in October, to be honest.
See, I don't, you know, I mean, that's fine, I suppose, but there's at least a seasonality to it.
No, it's definitely as soon as the holiday, like, and I count, you know, there's Halloween, there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas. To me, yeah, it's just holiday time.
Yeah.
And any music associated with any of those is appropriate.
Okay.
Like, you can't backtrack, though. Like, I can't listen to the Monster Mash now.
Exactly.
But I can definitely listen to White Christmas on October 31st.
But, you know, December 29th, no White Christmas. Mm-mm. Which is a funny thing.
Yeah.
Which brings us to, I guess, my final pick.
Yeah, what's your final pick? Hopefully it's not Justin Bieber.
So I'm surprised that you didn't pick this.
Ooh.
Because I just put it on because I just assumed you would.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little embarrassed to admit this. I was hoping that you would just pick it so I wouldn't have to. But
okay.
We can't let this Christmas draft happen without picking this song, which is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes, Andrew Cope.
It's an incredible piece of music.
It is.
And it's you know, it's a modern day Christmas song. I mean, mm-hmm. She wrote it in the 90s or whatever, right? But still, it's like, you know, it's not from 1945.
Right.
Yet it fits in with the rest of them. It's a great song. Any other version of it just isn't right, except for the Mariah Carey version.
Yeah.
But it's fine because the Mariah Carey version is so good that there's no reason to cover it. You know, no one else needs to.
It really is the gift that keeps giving.
Another bad Michael Bublé cover is that.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
He shouldn't do
not
that good. One.
He needs to drop that.
But. He's not diva enough for that.
Yeah. But it's a great, you know, you know, it's just it's exactly what you want. And it has, you know, again, it's like a stupid song.
Oh, it's so dumb.
But it's great. You know, and that's one of those things where just instantly you feel like you're...
In the spirit.
You feel like you're out of Macy's buying stuff for your mom.
Oh, my God.
Which is exactly where you want to be.
That's the exact ambiance that song depicts for me. Exactly. In fact, I think I did that last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Wow. I'm pretty impressed by that.
So, your recap your songs you ended up
with. Okay. So, I did Santa Baby, the OG version with Eartha Kitt.
Okay.
And then Silent Night, my wholesome pick. And then White Christmas, which is also another wholesome pick.
All three are wholesome picks.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I think you get that. And I ended up with I'll Be Home for Christmas, Sleigh Ride.
Yes.
And All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I think we have some great picks.
I'm quite delighted. I mean, I was nervous about, like, laying my... Because I feel like we record and put it on the internet now. Now I'm the guy who picked these songs. But I stand by it. I'm confident.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay with my rep.
Yeah.
My Christmas rep.
So, just because I couldn't resist, mm-hmm. I also compiled a list of the worst Christmas songs.
Ooh.
And we don't have to draft them. But...
Just spit them out.
With goes without saying, by far the worst Christmas song ever written is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
That's the first one that came to my head.
So bad.
That is just, it ruins Christmas.
Yeah, like that comes on your, you know, your Christmas radio station. Like you're driving to your relative's house on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and you're just looking for a Christmas radio station because that's what you do, and you find one through the static and you go like, oh, thank God we've arrived.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden for 2 minutes it plays Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer and you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah.
It's an abrasive song. It's horrible, and it's really awful.
It's trash.
And it's not catchy. It's just in the country, it's just bad.
And it's mean. You know, you don't want your grandma to be ran over on Christmas.
No, like, this is not the time for, like, this is, like, Christmas is good for grandmas. Like, we don't want to kill them.
Yeah, they bring, like, happiness and joy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Evil trash. Okay, I support. That's a terrible song.
It's the worst, by far the worst.
It is the worst.
What else would you pick?
All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth.
Bad. Bad.
Bad.
Very right? bad.
Like, I thought I was really clever when I didn't have my two front teeth and I could sing this in the little school, you know, Christmas production or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, once those babies came back in, I was like, I don't need to sing this song.
It's not a good song, and no. You can't sing it when you're not six. So, what's the point?
Exactly.
So, Maya, how do you feel about Christmas music?
I think Christmas music is amazing. I think there's a time and place for it all year round. People are going to argue with me on that one.
I would be one of those people.
But, you know, it just makes me feel good, and I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement. This, I mean, it's not terribly interesting because we just gushed about how much we love Christmas music mm-hmm. for 20 minutes, but I find it to be just, it's a remarkable thing that everyone has such different music tastes year around until December, and they decide, oh, we all like the same music for a month. And how wonderful is that?
It's great.
Now, there's probably someone listening that's like, well, I don't like that music, but, you know, get over yourself. You're not welcome here. Stop listening to this.
Turn it off.
Great.
Amazing.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.